Tzav Samadvav. And we did Tzeftal. Tzeftal is a very long Tzef, so we're holding them in the Mishapura still. So all the Mishapuras have cut it in Yud Zayin. Okay? So in a case where we discussed this idea when water, the flour got wet, once it dries out, there's not going to be any solution over here to figure out, because even though the clump together, but then little pieces will break off from the clump, mix into the rest of the flour, and now therefore you can't eat this on Pesach. So we said, Yudzayin, you can't eat it on Pesach. Even though you made this flour into dough and you baked it before Pesach, even though it's baked already, but still, he explained in the last katan, normally we say lach b'lach, we don't say chayzer v'neir. It was bottled before Pesach. So as much as it's bottled before Pesach, so l'chara shouldn't be chayzer v'neir. By liquids, we don't say chayzer v'neir, and we gave flour halacha like lach b'lach. He says that the nature of these crumbs is they don't mix in so well, and therefore you can't give it the full din of being bottled. So the same thing over here, even if you bake it already, it also is the same thing. Vayim Rabbi Chodesh, however, the daita the mikri lach balach v'ener chozer v'ener. He says he argues on the mechaber, and he says it is lach balach and it is bottled before Pesach and it isn't chozer v'ener, so therefore it would be mutter. He says this differentiation which you're making between this and other flour is not correct. Okay. V'akoponim mutter lefes karem pesach. It's definitely permitted to bake it before Pesach. There's that much we will argue. In other words, the reason why it's something is chazav in there because we look at it as it's an independent item. So in the classic yavish to yavish, there's different items. So even though they're bottle, but each one is an independent, distinct item, so it's not bottle. Once you bake it already, everybody should agree that at least on the b'di'evid, we're going to say, that's considered one, it became one big item, and there's no din of chozer v'neir in that situation. That's considered not a yavash b'yavash, where it's independent items, but it's all one big item, so there's no din of chozer v'neir. Vayim b'mogen elav shekosav oid sniff l'zeb. He adds another sniff, sniff meaning like another argument why it should be permitted. Shikach ksas min akemach v'yachlenu karam pesach mit l'chomet v'masha ocha. Why don't you do tliyah? Now, Tliya means take some of it away and use it before. The case was this happened before Pesach. Before Pesach, it was Mutarit. So, do Tliya means take some of it out and say maybe that was where the Isser was. Now, Tliya sort of sounds like Chinese, right? It sounds like magic. There's all this Isser here. Take one out. Say, that was it.
What's that concept?
So, what is it about? So, in cases where Minaraisa, there is bittel. Mm-hmm. There's no the chomer machan. They said that it's not bottle. So since it's only sidra bonan because the rice is bottle, it's only sidra bonan. So Chazal said, once you take something out, you don't have the whole original item there. It's possible the iser was taken out, so we're going to be matzah. In other words, we're dealing with because you created a subject rabbanan. So we're going to be make and say with Taliyah, probably there's a good chance you took out the iser, and therefore we're not going to answer anymore. It's only relevant to the iser. The rabbanan, this is the rice. You can't say that, right? So, but since over here the case over here was betzim min rice, it's bottle. The only problem is min rabbanan that's usur. So on that we're going to say Taliyah. So why don't you add another kinesh and take some of it out? You create a Taliyah situation, which is. He says that would be a solution to use Malkum Hefsid. Or you don't have Malkum Hefsid, or you don't have another option, etc. Mikol Malkum, Zot Mishabura, even though I'm going to allow you to eat this on Pesach, Yikach matzah zacheris the leilos harishonos. So you should not use it for the seder. Why? Tzibul is not chometz, but you definitely have not done your job of being shomer properly, right? So matzah shmura, it's not.
Are you allowed to? Are you yosef on Pesach with matzahs that are not shmur matzah?
Not by the storm. By the storm, you need matzah shmur.
But it's all shmura. I mean, it's a machlokas rishonim as to whether it's shmura mishas katsira or from mishas techina.
We have three shitas in halacha. With the Shulchan Aruch pasuk, the Ikar pasuk is in shmura mishas techina. So, which then preferred, he says, many rishonim hold it's mishas katsira. In the case of mishas atchak, yosemach on shmura mishas lishon. But over here, it already was after Tchina, but it's Shmur B'Shasir means from Ksira till you make it.
Right.
Right, so over here, there was one point you let it get wet.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's
not Shmur.
By definition, it's not Shmur.
By definition, it's not Shmur over here. Right. Mm-hmm. So you'll tell me it's bottle, so there's no problem with Chometz.
But it's still not Shmur.
Still not Shmur. Mm-hmm. So for the nights, Akabon means a Shmur Kohagin. Because there are many times we remount because of Sek Sveik, at least up on the Heterim. And these type of Heterim, the mice of the Shmira element, you're lack.
Well, what's the case over here?
The case we saw last week, there was moisture on the which got into the out of the bag, so some of the flour got wet. Okay.
Moisture went through into the bag.
Right.
The flour.
So the flour became wet. As the flour becomes wet, it becomes chametz. Okay. So you can't eat it on Pesach. You're the kes. New case. I mean, you know, it's along the same lines. Vachborim shenoshku hasakim. So the rats have bit through into the bag. So I'm assuming that there's a certain amount of moisture in their saliva when they eat. They bit out some of the flour, and whatever moisture that they had in their mouth has now dried out. So you're back to the same problem. So that everything is also.
I thought you're not allowed to eat something that a mouse started eating. I thought halachically you're not allowed to eat that.
It's all because of Mias.
Is that the only reason?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there was more to it than that.
So if you don't have it, you don't find a Mias.
No. I wouldn't be a candidate for that.
What?
I said I wouldn't be the candidate.
You know, I imagine, you know, Europe, where you know, they lived in the world, you know, there's a lot of things that they were much more resistant than they were.
Yes, for sure.
You know, in many ways, you know. You live out on the farm, there's a lot of things you're gonna deal with. So Yeshem, so some argue in this situation, which is, it says is the Chayotim, Shimutecha Pesach Kuli Yosser, because the whole thing is Yosser. Why is that? So then we have to be concerned, Shaholcha B'kama M'karmis Pesach. We don't know how far they went into the bag, where they went into the bag, etc. So you can't take a chance in that. V'roik Shabafia Achbor Machmitz K'ma Roik Shal Shar Behema V'chaya. Their Roik is also Machmitz. Okay, we suggest before you hold on to the spot, pour the rest of it out, and keep that chometz in check. Well, it doesn't help, because over here we don't know where that spot is. There might be many spots. If the situation that this happened before Pesach, so then we say, Yerakeh Kemach, you can sift the flour out, Yeshenu, which will get out most of the moisture, the moist flour.
You know where it is. You know where he ate from. He ate from where there's a hole in the bag.
Well, that's yes and no, because they can go inside the bag.
Inside the bag.
You don't know where they, you know.
Might be right.
You don't know how. The mice will play, right, as they say. You know,
yeah,
you don't know.
It's
you have to assume he might
they can climb in a little bit further.
The cats away the mice.
They, yeah. So you murak, like you said before, so that takes out the majority of this the chametz which became moist because of clumps, and the remainder is going to be bottle of shishim. You can't use it on Pesach, but you can keep it after Pesach. You shouldn't have it after Pesach. You can keep it after Pesach, or you can sell it to a goy. Because in Nislachlach, but mine can it's going to be the case of Nislachlach. So that is the Chayar. We could use the heter of holding onto that spot, pouring the rest of it out. We assume it was only that mokum. So that spot, you effectively hold, legislate it out. You make sure that it's not a problem. You do rikud on the remainder. Okay. So that's their makel. And this is even if it happened on Pesach. The question is, why is that permitted? So the Rosh of Dishah brings over here from the Chok Yaakov. The Chok Yaakov says that the nature of the way the Roik of the Achbar works is it doesn't drool. It takes into its mouth. It doesn't leave behind significant moisture that we have to worry about the possibility that it did that. So where it actually ate from, obviously you should be machmir keep it out, but the rest of it, you can be make. Let's hold it here for now. Pick up that tomorrow. So hold.